escapement in the Igigig district has reached the goal midpoint, so the 48-hour waiting period for transfers into the Igigig district is now waived. The Baywide run has passed 30 million fish, and daily harvest Baywide was once again over 2 million fish. Average fish per drift delivery was all over the board in the districts of Bristol Bay yesterday. It's Saturday, July 11th. I'm your host, Sage Smiley. Stay tuned for the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report, Weekend Numbers Edition.
The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is brought to you by the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association, ensuring long-term growth is the world's greatest salmon fishery through investment in Bristol Bay science, infrastructure, marketing, and quality. The Bristol Bay RSDA, we're on board with you.
The run in Bristol Bay is over 30 million fish, 30.8 million to be exact. Total harvest Baywide was 2.1 million yesterday, bringing the season's harvest in Bristol Bay to 20.9 million fish. Total escapement so far this season across the bay is 8.8 million. Fish per drift delivery saw a bit of a swing yesterday. Ugashik fishers averaged over 2,500 fish per delivery. The Naknek Kwijak saw an average of over 1,000 fish per drift delivery, but other districts were between 800 and 700 fish per delivery. Let's get down to business. Starting out here on the west side, the Nooshigak District had a daily harvest of 440,000 fish yesterday, attributed 3% to Igushik set netters, 25% to Nooshigak set netters, and 72% to the drift fleet. Because the drift fleet is behind on allocation, the Wood River Special Harvest Area is still open to the drift fleet, with its next opener starting at 7 p.m. tonight. Escapement across the Nooshigak district was 311,000 fish yesterday for a total district escapement so far of 2.5 million fish. Breaking that down by river in the Nooshigak district, the Nooshigak River sonar counted 98,500 sockeye pass upriver yesterday, making total sockeye escapement in the Nooshigak River 959,000 fish. The sonar also saw 70 kings for a season king escapement of 38,000 in the Nooshigak River, and 2,400 chums for a season chum escapement of 100,000 chums so far. The Wood River Counting Tower crew had counted 37,800 fish past the tower before 6 a.m. this morning. This makes escapement in the Wood River 1.4 million fish. In the Igushik River, the Counting Tower crew counted 4,900 sockeye past the tower this morning, bringing total escapement in the Igushik River to 78,000. Altogether, the total run in the Nooshigak District is 8.6 million fish, the third largest run in the bay so far. 12,000 fish were caught in the Togiak District yesterday, bringing season total harvest in Togiak to 63,000. The Counting Tower crew in Togiak saw 700 fish pass before 6 a.m. this morning, making cumulative escapement in the Togiak District 10,000 fish. The Togiak's total run is now 73,000. A daily harvest of 877,000 fish in the Naknek Kwijak district brings this total season harvest in the district to 7.2 million, the largest total harvest in the bay so far. Yesterday's catch is attributed 7% to Kwijak set netters, 14% to Naknek set netters, and 79% to the drift fleet. Escapement across the Naknek Kwijak district was 847,000 fish yesterday, bringing total escapement across the district to 4.7 million fish. Let's take a look at that escapement by river. In the Alagnak River, 315,000 fish escaped yesterday, bringing Alagnak total escapement to 817,000 fish. The Kwijak River had 429,000 sockeye escape yesterday. This makes total escapement in the Kwijak River 1.2 million fish. The Kwijak River also has a 700,000 fish in-river estimate. And the Naknek River had a daily escapement of 103,000 fish yesterday, pushing the total Naknek River escapement to 2.6 million. Across the Naknek Kwijak district, the total run is 12.6 million, the largest run in the bay at this point in the season. In Igigik, harvest yesterday was 610,000 fish, caught 86% by the drift fleet and 14% by the set netters. Total harvest in Igigik is the second largest total district harvest in the bay at 7 million fish. Escapement in Igigik reached its midpoint goal, 1.5 million fish, after 329,000 fish escaped in Igigik yesterday. The 48-hour transfer period into the Igigik district is now waived. Boats transferring to other districts from Igigik still have to wait 48 hours. Along with the 200,000 fish in-river estimate in the Igigik River, the total run in the Igigik district is 8.7 million, the second largest total run in the bay. Fishers in the Ugashik district hauled in 166,000 sockeye yesterday, caught 36% by the set netters and 64% by the drift fleet. Total harvest so far is 451,000 fish in Ugashik. Daily escapement in Ugashik was 75,000 fish yesterday, bringing the cumulative escapement in that district to 157,000 fish. Along with the 180,000 fish in river estimate, the total Ugashik run so far this year is 788,000 fish. Today in vessel registrations, there are 1,558 permits fishing on 1,223 vessels in the bay right now. That's 888 single permit boats and 335 D boats. In 48 hours, that will be 1,315 total vessels fishing the bay, 379 of which will be D boats. Now by district. The Naknek-Quijac district has the most registrations in the bay right now and will blow the competition out of the water in 48 hours. Right now, it's being fished by 457 vessels, 142 of which are D boats. That's 37% of the baywide fleet. That will jump to 532 vessels in 48 hours, 174 of which will be D boats. Igigik is second in vessel registrations, 32% of the fleet. 390 boats are fishing there and 122 D boats. Based on the numbers we got this morning, that will jump on Monday morning by two boats to 392 boats with the same 122 D boats, although those numbers may change with the elimination of the 48-hour waiting period to enter the Igigik district. The Nishigak district is being fished by 24% of the fleet, or 289 boats, 60 of which are D boats. In 48 hours, those numbers will both drop. There will be 279 boats fishing in the Nishigak, 59 of which will be D boats. The Ugashik district is being fished by 46 boats, 11 of which are D boats. That's 4% of the fleet. Ugashik will see the biggest jump in the bay in comparison to its current registrations on Monday morning. 71 vessels will be fishing in Ugashik, 24 of which will be D boats. There are 41 boats fishing in Togiak, and that 3% of the fleet won't change in the next 2 days. 6,348 sockeye passed the Chignik Weir yesterday, and 924 sockeye passed the Weir as of 9 a.m. this morning. That brings the total sockeye run in the Chigniks to 133,642, 113,883 in the early run, and 19,759 in the late run. Also yesterday, 36 king salmon passed the Weir. Added to the six that passed the Weir this morning, the Chignik King run is 332. 24 pinks passed the Weir yesterday, and another six passed this morning, making the pink run in the Chigniks 312 fish. Harvest on the South Peninsula of Area M was confidential yesterday because of fewer than three processors buying, but we still have some public harvest numbers. Fleet in Area M caught 165,000 sockeye yesterday, bringing total harvest of sockeye in Area M to just over 1 million. Fleet also caught 50 kings, 350 chums, and 16 pinks yesterday. Turning now to the Port Muller test fishery, we've got a new batch of indices from yesterday, but really no other news from Port Muller. We'll hopefully have the next stock composition estimate for you tomorrow afternoon. Here are yesterday's catch indices from Port Muller. Station 4 had an index of 0, no fish were caught at Station 4. Station 6 had an index of 23, 3 in the 4.5, and 4 in the 5 and an eighth. Station 8 had an index of 27, 3 in the 4.5, and 5 in the 5 and an eighth. Station 10 had an index of 117, 22 in the 4.5, and 15 in the 5 and an eighth. Station 12 had an index of 14, 4 in the 4.5 inch mesh. And Station 14 had an index of 21, 6 in the 5 and an eighth inch mesh. We'll be right back with the rest of your favorite niche public radio show, the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report Weekend Numbers Edition.
Support for KDLG and the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report comes from Hatton Marine in Ballard, Washington, supporting and servicing the Bristol Bay fishery for the last 20 years. Parts and service requests online at hattonmarine.com or 888-283-5639.
Gone fishing.
Babble, 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 babble.
There's a sign up on your door.
Pops, don't blab it around, will you?
Gone fishing.
Keep it shady. I got me a big one staked out.
We've got some messages to the fleet, but first the marine weather forecast. Today in Bristol Bay, a west wind of 10 knots, seas at 2 feet, and patchy fog. Tonight, a southwest wind of 15 knots, diminishing to 10 knots after midnight, seas at 2 feet. From Port Hyden to Cape Sarachef, a variable wind of 10 knots, seas at 2 feet and patchy fog today. Tonight, a north wind of 15 knots, seas at 2 feet and patchy fog. In the tides at the mouth of the Nooshigak River, the next tide is a low at 3:33 p.m. at a low of 3.67 feet. The next high tide will be at 9:12 p.m. at a high of 15.15 feet. At the mouth of the Naknek River, the next tide is also a low at 4:17 p.m. at a low of 2.59 feet. The next high tide will be at 8:59 p.m. at a high of 16.06 feet. And down in Igigik, the next low tide will be at 2:38 p.m. at a low of 2.95 feet, and the next high tide will be at 7:48 p.m. at a high of 12.62 feet. Now, some messages to the fleet. First of all, happy birthday from Coco to her dad, Mike, on the fishing vessel Miss Gina out in Igigik, and another happy birthday to Mike on the fishing vessel Miss Gina from his wife, Gina. To Captain Doug Morgan on the fishing vessel, Miss Emma. Doug, I know it feels like everyone in the bay is catching fish and you're not. Statistically, that's true. But remember, I forgot what I was going to say. That's from the Oracle. To Captain Brent Cathy on the fishing vessel Independence, hope all is well, things are good here. I finished the closets and kept everything color-coded just like you prefer. I had no idea chartreuse was a real color. You teach me new things every day. I'm starting on your shop next. You don't really need all these tools, right? And who has this many vices? Miss you like crazy, Montana chick. That's all for this Saturday afternoon, folks. Our fishing song today is dedicated to the fishing vessel Sasalina. Here's Sin Wagon by the band formerly known as the Dixie Chicks. Good day, good fishing, and we'll catch you again here tomorrow afternoon for another round of the numbers.